The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Most of my fondest family memories are exceedingly simple. They rest in the many moments when nothing much was happening. Friday evenings, watching my older sisters curl their hair and apply mascara, getting ready to go out with their friends. Afternoons, sitting on my father's lap as, one by one, he carefully trimmed my fingernails. Lying in bed with my mother, breathing in the particular smell of the night cream she applied to her face. Those are the thoughts I seek out when I wish to recapture the essence of my childhood. I find in them my own feelings of calm and safety, and they remind me of the things that are quietly true of the other members of my family. My sister's youthful excitement, my father's impeccable meticulousness. The way my mother wasn't just a figure in my life. She was like the place I came from, the landscape I belonged to. Today's poem is Christmas Eve, My Mother Dressing, by Toy Derricotte. In it, the speaker revisits the childhood memory of watching her mother get ready. The speaker's observations create a portrait of a woman who is confined by the limits and the obligations of her life. It's a poem full of compassion, and it strikes me as an example of the clarity of vision that comes with age, experience, and from having endured losses or resignations of one's own. Christmas Eve, My Mother Dressing, by Toy Derricotte. My mother was not impressed with her beauty. Once a year, she put it on like a costume, plaited her black hair, slick as corn silk, down past her hips in one rope-thick braid, turned it carefully, hand over hand, and fixed it at the nape of her neck, stiff and elegant as a crown, with tortoise pins, like huge insects, some belonging to her dead mother, some to my living grandmother. Sitting on the stool at the mirror, she applied a peachy foundation that seemed to hold her down, to trap her, as if we never would have noticed what flew among us unless it was weighted and bound in its mask. Vaseline shined her eyebrows. Mascara blackened her lashes until they swept down like feathers, darkening our thoughts of her. Her eyes deepened until they shone from far away. Now I remember her hands, her poor hands, which even then were old from scrubbing, whiter on the inside than they should have been, and hard. The first joints of her fingers, little fattened pads, the nails filed to sharp points like old-fashioned ink pens, painted a jolly color. Her hands stood next to her face and wanted to be put away, prayed for the scrub bucket and brush to make them useful. And, as I write, I forget the years I watched her pull hairs like a witch from her chin, magnify every blotch as if acid were thrown from the inside. But once a year, my mother rose in her white silk slip, not the slave of the house, the woman, took the iron dress from the hanger, allowed me to stand on the bed so that my face looked directly into her face, and hold the garment away from her as she pulled it down. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. Follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.